Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, everyone has a story to tell. We need a host who can guide them so well. There is a story in all of us. It's Beautiful Anonymous.
Ooh, but just wait, it gets better. It's all given to you by a wonderful host by the name of Chris Gethard. And he charged the people for an hour. A podcast so great and so cool. And he'll talk to them about anything. And there's only one rule. No matter what happens, no matter what they say, it's never enough. 'Cause he can't hang up. He can't hang up.
In two recent episodes, he chatted with someone in a moment so unique. Their life's about to change, and it might have seemed so bleak. A woman who's about to leave her own. Orange is the new black. Somebody talks to her for an hour. Yes, he has her back.
Because he can't hang up.
Can't hang up.
Subscribe to Beautiful Stories from anonymous people now.
And no matter what,
no matter what,
he can't hang up.
McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got producer slash drummer on the drums, Dana Wickens. Whoa, is that the first time your last name's been said on mic?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Find her. Steal her identity.
No.
Use her social security number. Open credit cards in her name.
We got engineer Brett. We got new engineer Jordan. We got mailman
Not
Stacey.
New to being an engineer, new to being in this room.
That's right. We got camp counselor Derek.
And we got chicken salesman Randolph.
No, we don't. Well, I mean, I wish we did.
We don't.
I just like, I don't want anyone
I
to be like.
I wanted to be involved and I,
no,
I
no.
told a lie.
No, I mean, I also, none of the fake people I mentioned are real either.
What?
But we do have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Guys, we're into our second year. No insane episodes. No more us doing it without a guest, and no more us doing it with 12 to 14 guests. Although thank you everyone for listening into our two special episodes.
We're back on some normal stuff.
Give it up for, we're very excited to have this guest. You know him, you love him, he's the co-host of the hilarious Throwing Shade. It's Brian Saffy!
You know what? I'm bringing normal back to your
show.
You are.
So excited.
return. God, you know we're just all crying out for a return to normalcy.
I don't want to have to be on high alert every day.
No, it's exhausting. I'm very predictable. This will be easy.
Thank you for providing us with a printed out script of the musical you wanted to do.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Everyone just kind of wings it, but you did your homework.
No, I did. It's a Godspell Jesus Christ Superstar Hybrid.
Thank God.
Perfect. Literally, it's that's the title.
Right, that's what it's called. Yes. Yeah.
Thank God, Superstar.
Exactly. And it's just, it's all just different songs thanking them for writing those musicals.
I picked the wrong moment to drink some water.
Before so, many things
said,
happened
God,
right then.
Superstar.
So many things happened right then. Zach almost did an honest to goodness spit take, and Scott is looking at me like, now? Do we just go
it's
now?
It's so soon, Scott. All right. Great. This one's called.
It's never been titled at the top. Thank God, Superstar. Oh, God.
It's not normal. We thought it was going to be a normal one. It's not. What did you say this musical was, Brian?
Thank God, Superstar, a hybrid between Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar. Two musicals I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. It's going to be fine.
Okay, you know what, guys? We're just taking that kernel, so don't come at us about how it's
don't
not a perfect
Don't tweet at us about what's in these musicals, because we don't know.
This is not a mashup show. You guys know that. Okay.
What it is we cut to backstage where everyone is about to audition to be America's next best
superstar.
Singer. Superstar.
Dear Lord, let my voice ring clear. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me be here. Dear Lord, let my voice ring clear. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me be here.
I only know a few things, like people should be good and nice. And we should work on a craft of being really good singers and pray to Jesus Christ. I know that you can have any religion, any old god, but I know if you wanna be a superstar, you gotta have a rockin' bod.
Dear Lord, let my voice ring clear.
Dear Lord,
my parents are Jewish. My daughter is an atheist, but I'm here to win the Lord's
Lord, let my voice ring clear.
I pray to a cactus.
Lord,
my
thank
kids
you for
are
letting
here.
Me be here. Lord, let my voice ring clear.
And thank you for letting me be.
I get it.
Ugh, I have been practicing for this audition for so long.
5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone can count.
6, 7, 8.
Practice counting all the way up to 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Having a good time.
Can I just
what?
Can I just say?
Oh yeah.
Normally, it's like when you're in this room, it's like everyone is competition. It's so nice to be auditioning with friends for once.
Yes. Let me just say that, like, when we all saw
Brandy,
what?
Keep saying it.
When we all saw. Thank you, Padraig. Padraig.
Yes, Brandy.
When we all saw that ad, you and Padraig, I mean, me and you and
Mandrew.
And yeah. Mandrew.
Yeah.
Okay, when we were all on our bird scooters and we stopped in our tracks and we said, what is that advertisement? And it was for America's Next Superstar.
That was literally the first time I ever saw a paper.
I was like, what is this?
Like, why are this? It was amazing. And it was just folded right to the page that said, we need stars.
Yeah.
Jesus stars.
It felt magical and also felt like it mattered that we saw it together.
Mandrew, Brandy, I'm glad that you both said that because it did feel very much like I'm going to look back on that moment and be like, that was the paper. That was the page that changed it all. That was the paper that had the direction, and we all walked down the hall, 'cause that was the paper with the address and the instructions. It seems may have been the recipe for all of our dreams on a piece of paper. And who would have thought that a piece of paper could maybe change it all? And I know that Jesus Christ, when you die, his souls will save her. All because we found this piece of paper.
Do you guys remember when I was held back in fourth grade?
Yes, man.
Because I couldn't read or write or anything?
Yes.
I have to say, it all clicked together when I found the piece of paper. Vowels and consonants came together
on the paper.
I read and I wrote, and I'm auditioning for everything.
Cause the paper.
I usually just throw them away. What are they saying?
On the paper.
This paper had my future, and I'll never,
on the piece of paper. Our paths have now been clear. Cause the piece of paper. We're the three of us all here.
I know that that piece of paper will tell me that my future is oh so near. Yeah, that piece of paper.
Cause of the piece of paper.
And do you guys remember at our first sleepover?
Yes. First sleepover.
When I got locked in the pantry, I didn't know how to get out. So I started reading labels to just pass the time. Then I saw a piece of paper and thought, well, the world's sublime.
Because the piece of paper.
Up to speed, and that piece of paper in the pantry, it changed your whole life. Yeah, that piece of paper,
it was really doing us a real big favor. Cause of that piece of paper.
I think maybe we should just draw straws then, because I don't feel okay. We all agreed that one of us has to be the mean judge because it's an important dynamic for any televised competition show.
Everyone's got a Simon Cowell.
Right.
But we are just three nice dudes who like encouraging dreams, but one of us has to be the jerk.
You know, I would like to nominate myself because I
did. Oh my gosh,
what?
That is so big.
That's
of you.
That's such a sweet thing
you
of
are
me to
such
do.
An angel to fall on this sword. Are
really?
You kidding
no,
me?
No, guys, I don't mind. I mean, I think I told you that like I left my wife and my kids and my grandparents all in a room together where it wasn't good. I had no AC, and so they're probably all
Bruce,
boiling.
You
what?
Left you
what?
Le- you oh, left right. your family on a trip when the AC was out.
That's
for
right.
45 minutes while you got them all ice cream. You are still a good man.
Thank
Bruce.
You very much. I appreciate it.
You know
that.
I'm the one who's a piece of dang garbage.
Peter, why would you say that, Peter?
Well, you know, one time I was getting on a bus. And the doors were opening, and there were two of us. We were standing shoulder to shoulder.
First of all, disgusting that you were on a bus.
Thank you.
But so good of you for the environment that
I
you
love
were
that.
On a bus.
And I got on the bus before the person standing next to me. I didn't defer, and I didn't even look back. And I rode that bus, and I missed my stop because I was so plagued with guilt.
Yeah, Peter, you can't groupthink an entrance. Someone has to make the kind of, like, motivation to move first. Otherwise, two people will just stand next to each other for forever.
What are you suggesting, Timothy?
I'm saying
that
it was.
Or that you're going to be the mean
oh,
one?
Oh, it's
you?
For sure me.
And it's not Timothy.
I
think
just,
he's pretty mean. I mean, but we used to call him Tim like a week ago, and now he's making us do this other thing.
That's true.
Call me, yeah, please call me Timothy.
Wait, yeah, that is, it's so hard for me to remember.
I understand that, but I'm the worst, I'm the son of a bitch of them all. I mean, just the other day, I brought home cat food, but I made a horrible mistake. My cat eats pate cat food, and I accidentally got flaked. And the cat doesn't want the flaked food, even though I think it's the same thing. And it was looking at me like, oh, Timothy, what fucking stupid shit did you bring?
Oh, where can we begin to find a dick amongst these nice wise men?
Oh, where can we begin
to find a dick amongst these nice
one of us has to do it.
down deep, and we got to be mean.
Okay, I got an idea. Here's a little game we could play. Let's go around the circle and just say the meanest thing that we've done today.
I told a lady that her iced coffee smelled bad.
I ate a banana from the wrong end.
I tripped and said a bad word.
I don't think these are good enough.
I lied about liking 2001.
I have never seen The Wire.
I changed the name of one of my MP3s because it plays automatically in my car.
Where can we
begin to find a dick with these three nice wise men?
But we have been there in the audience. We've seen you gotta have a judge, so we'll dig down deep. Yeah, one of us
has to be me.
We've got to be mean. We've got to be mean. I love you guys.
I love you too. So, this is a good friendship.
This is a good friendship.
I feel supported.
Hey.
Oh.
What's that you were playing just now?
Oh, this is a ukulele. I'm trying to be like the youngest competitor in this competition, and I'm trying to wow everyone with the really amazing, prescient song I write for only being 10, and I taught myself how to play this. Wait, are you a kid too?
I'm also 10 years old.
Wait, what are you playing?
I'm playing the bass guitar, but I'll sing as well.
Oh, no. I thought I was going to have the cute, precocious kid vote.
I mean...
Hey, guys, what's that?
Why?
Another child.
How old are you?
I happen to be 10.
No!
Hold on. What school district are you in?
L-A-I-S-M-P-Q-D-U-D.
Oh, I'm in L-A-I-F-F-F-F-3.
Oh, I'm in L-A-3.14.
Oh, the pie district.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So my talent happens to be always being the best at most things. But also I can sing like a man. I can sing like a woman. I can sing like a bird. I can sing like a gypsy.
Oh,
what's
no.
the instrument you're holding?
An impressionist?
This?
Yeah.
This happens to be a xylocordian.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I'm a hybrid of a lot of things. My friends call me Patty Prius because it's a hybrid.
Is your name Patty?
No.
Oh,
it's just alliterative.
They're really funny. Very funny.
Oh, no.
Like, if the singing doesn't work out, I'm definitely going to tell jokes.
Oh, no. But I just, like, had a song in my heart and a story to share with my little ukulele.
What's your name?
Grace.
Oh.
Grace Wonderwall.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Thanks. And I have, like, one of those cool voices like Ingrid Michaelson.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but I bet it's cool.
Well, do you guys want to hear my song?
Yeah. Do you want me to play bass guitar under it?
Yeah, but wait for me to get into it a little.
Oh, rude.
No, we can all definitely jam, but let me just, like, sort of set.
No, for sure.
So you can know what you're jumping
into. Yeah.
Why can't we all just know that we have million miles to go? Life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And we can help each other on.
Hey, everybody, just slow right down. Life is hard, but you don't have to wear a frown. All the guys say I'm weird and fun, and all the girls don't like me, but that's not my problem.
Of a tree. tree next to me.
Vintage, your skirt and your top and
yeah,
your belt.
I made it myself.
I mean, can I be honest with you?
Wait.
I feel like
we should
be a band.
Yeah, because that's probably going to happen anyway. One of those mean judges is going to say, "You three, you're similar. Be a band. We should One Direction ourselves before they can One Direction us."
Totally. That's what they did on that show. They like put all those separate people together and like one's more famous than the others, and it's like great.
It's great. And like eventually I will be the Harry Styles.
Yeah,
and
for
like,
sure.
You guys can fight it out for Zayn.
I'll be the Nigella.
You want to be Nigella?
Nile. Yeah.
Nile.
I'm a huge that. Love them.
Slow hands, sweat dripping off my dirty laundry.
I'll be Zayn.
Hey,
I got the best name because we were all out here in the wilderness of like the audition place, and then we found a safe haven for us. And our band should be called Oasis.
Whoa, that sounds crazy.
Wait.
You, Grace Wonderwall, can be the lead singer of our band called Oasis.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. And you can sound great on the bass.
Did you hear how I played the bass?
What's your name? Liam? What's your name? Liam?
I'm Liam.
Yeah, you're going to play in Oasis.
Did you know that I play both the bass with the guitar, which sounds like this? And then I also play it with my voice, which goes boom, boom, boom. So did you hear both of those things?
Yeah, you're a bassist bass.
Yeah.
But I can't sing anything that isn't a vocal version of a bass line.
Well, that's okay. I think we all understood that I could be the lead singer, which is really
We all great. Understood that there's a lot of understanding that needs to take place. I think that's what we understood.
Wait, do you have a different name, Patty Prius?
I do. A lot of people call me Noah.
Okay, but is that your name? Because a lot of people call you Patty Prius,
A lot of people call me Noah. A lot of people call me Sharpo. A lot of people call me...
Who calls you Sharpo and why?
Different friends at all the camps I go to. Because I have like
different...
It's really cool. So I go to one camp that's sort of like a witchy camp.
Oh, wait. You go to... Camp Cedar Coven?
I do. Everyone there is really fun, and everyone there has really long hair, and everyone there wears a hat up to here, and everyone there wears shoes with buckles.
Everyone there has a witch's brew. Everyone there has a pet that's a toad. Everyone there has a long white skirt and a long black skirt and a lot of skirts.
Everyone there has a big black hat, and everyone there has a small black cat, and everyone there was killed in Salem. That is the end.
At Camp Cedar Coven,
where this summer is a witch.
Yay!
Everyone there is cool. Guys, you should really come sometime.
Yeah. It sounds great.
It's amazing.
I hope
so
we can
they
make it
call me
sometime.
Sharpo.
Me too. Yeah. Besides winning the battle of who's the next superstar, my other dream would be for us all to be friends at Camp Cedar Coven.
I think we already have done the first half of that.
Well, guys, I guess we'll see how we do tonight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Count to 8, learning to read.
What?
Wait, what were those?
I do 12 counts.
You do 12 counts?
Yeah. Is this song in 6-8?
The song is in 9-8-7. Hello. Is anyone listening? Hello? God, it's me, Margaret.
Whoa.
Sorry. What?
It's okay.
No, it's okay. Mandrew, I just like... That was a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm full of them. I'm full of surprises.
I just feel like this competition is starting to bring out
the worst in us.
Yeah,
you bet it is. Just because you guys can count to 8 and I can count to 12, and maybe it might be. What?
You don't need to push me up against the wall to have this conversation, man.
I could give a shit. My parents are going through the nastiest divorce imaginable, and it's starting to take its toll.
Whoa. You didn't say anything until just
why
now.
Why should I? My sister has custody of me right now, and she's a bitch.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's really bad.
5 minutes, everybody. 5 minutes.
I'm gonna get you guys.
Oh, well, fine. We're gonna get you.
Oh, fuck you!
What?
Yeah.
Just earlier this week, we saw a paper that changed our lives, Mandrew!
Well, fame is ripping our lives apart, and divorce is a bitch, I tell you!
I know! My parents got divorced 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you were young, so it doesn't really matter.
You know what? Maybe that's fair. What's the data on that? When's the worst time to get a divorce? When's the worst time to get a divorce for the kids?
I'm 13 and my parents disappeared, and my sister taking care of me against my will. Everyone says, hey, grow up, but my hormones are crazy. 13 is the worst age.
When's the worst time to get a divorce for the kids?
Think about the children.
Because I hate my kid.
And I'm scared from all commitment of a future divorce.
Oh, when's the worst time to get a divorce for the kids? When's the worst time to get a divorce for the kids?
Great grandkids.
What about the great great grandkids?
Think about your history. Think about your lineage.
What about the parents of the parents?
And what about the friends who have to hear so much about the divorce and they have their own kids?
Divorce is bad for everyone all the time, unless you're in like a toxic relationship and you're protecting yourself from getting the fuck out. Or even
time.
If it's not toxic, it's just not making neither one of you your best selves.
It's possible to remain friends.
Divorce is complicated.
You can see both sides of the issue.
Complicated.
Maybe your grandparents are happier apart.
Think about your grandma. Divorce is complicated.
It is.
But who will win the battle to be the next superstar? One of these 13-year-olds? This 10-year-old band of Oasis kids? Or someone we've yet to meet? Find out when we return to the second half of Thank God.
Thank God, Superstar! The musical!
Do you know what the fact is? Oh, hold on. Jessica, do you know what the... She's asleep.
I love dreaming.
You know why she's asleep?
I have good dreams about good companies.
She's having good dreams about good companies because she's sleeping on a Lisa mattress right now, you guys.
I'm so comfortable. adorable and I love them.
You know, a quality night's sleep helps you recover from distractions faster, prevent burnout, and make better decisions, improve your memory, and overall make fewer mistakes.
It's not marketing, it's science.
She's dreaming in Lisa copy.
I love their 110 program. I love that they donate some of their employees' times. And they plant a tree for every mattress. They're so good. They were going to plant a million trees by 2025.
I think when Jessica sleeps, she reverts to like a slightly younger version of herself.
Oh, I skinned my knee on this skateboard.
And a clumsier version of herself. Now she's an incredible skateboarder. She would never skin her knee.
That's true.
Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa plants one tree for every mattress they sell and are committed to planting 1 million trees by 2025. That's too many trees to fit in your dang house.
It's enough trees to help the world. Don't miss these summer savings. You can get $160 off a Lisa mattress at leesa.com/offbook.
Yeah, I sleep on one of these babies every night. It's great. I
like
love
my
it.
Kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Curl, at Brookhaven Elementary.
That's an unfortunate name if you're a kid looking for a teacher to make fun of. It's a real big bullseye.
Too nice to think of anything. We just like her.
Yeah, kindergarten is an age where that those sort of instincts haven't kicked in yet. Anyway, Lisa. That's leesa.com/off. But for $160 off, Lisa, a better place to sleep.
Shoo.
She's honk shooing.
Welcome back. We left them while they were trying out for the show. We had three nice dudes, but one of them had to be me. Superstar.
All right, well, we agreed. Okay. We're all going to be mean.
That's right.
That's right.
No mercy. No
it's
mercy.
The only way for us to be friends right. is to do it together.
That's
okay, so
right.
Let's see on this list who's first. Okay. It looks like someone named.
Okay, Timothy, you scanning or what's going on?
Yeah, what's happening? Just read the first name.
I can read. Shut up.
5, 6, 7, 8. Go.
Yeah, I'm reading it. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
first one.
Timothy, is it because it's on paper? Would you prefer it digitally?
Yeah.
Nope. I could read it.
I have my iPad. I don't mean to brag, but I do have an iPad.
Yeah, give it to me on a tablet.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, you know what? I can't unlock it. I don't have the password to this
tablet.
Oh,
the password's Pop-Tart, but spelled out with numbers.
Okay. So
that's a good one.
Thank you. It's my favorite food and the meal I met my wife with.
Oh, my gosh. Bruce, say your favorite flavor on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Brown s'mores. Sugar. Okay.
So in the same area.
So Pop-Tart, send me.
Yeah.
7, 6, 7, 8, 2, 7, 8.
That's my password.
Oops, I locked it again. You know what? You take this tablet back. I can definitely read, and that is not the issue. Cause I know how to read. Ooh, Timothy definitely knows how to read.
So then just read it.
Sure, the first thing going first is clearly. Well, I'll just cover most of it up, but I'll show you the first letter, cause I know what it is, but do you even know what it is?
It's a P.
Yeah, it's obviously a P, and so this name is
Patrick.
Patrick is first.
Timothy, you know what a P is, you had to find it on the dial.
That's true, Timothy, you dialed 7, 6, 7, 8, 2, 7, 8.
Wait, you're telling me those things on the numbers of the phone are also letters?
Uh-huh.
I grew up texting in the era of T9.
I think you can read, you just didn't know. I think you can read.
I turned those letters into numbers and then back into letters. And oh yes, yes indeed, I know how to read. And Padraig, okay, Padraig, come out, you're first. Padraig, what will you be singing today?
I will be singing a song called My Little Coconut.
An oldie but a goodie.
All right.
I haven't heard this one in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you got, Podrick.
Yeah, new interpretation
and
of
so
a classic.
And so are the millions of people watching at home.
That's right. Stupid.
Wait, are they filming the audition?
This is the finals, Podrick. I don't know if you read that whole paper that we put out on the streets.
So enamored.
But tonight,
we put out papers on every block.
That's right.
Block.
The paper that just invited people to the finals of this competition. I should have read it.
Well,
more
we
carefully.
Like to cut to the chase.
Yes.
Nice shirt, by the way. Just kidding. I hate it.
Well, I'm trying
to be mean.
No, I'm in my head.
Oh, sorry.
This song is called "My Little Coconut" and it's by R.L. Stine.
Okay.
Sorry, I gotta tune this. It's a good tune.
She could have done this backstage, probably. It's okay.
Yeah. Our time is precious. We are all very mean.
Each person only gets 35 minutes.
Hold on. No.
We want to be strict about it, but we'll give you a few more if you need it.
I'm just tuning my bass guitar.
Take your time, but now.
I only play bass guitar.
Podrick, you only play bass guitar?
Yeah, I do. Didn't you hear that sound? That's me just playing the bass guitar.
Oh, there's another kid around here.
Or was that a guitar? Hold on. Let me pick up my other thing that I was playing.
There's another kid who only plays bass guitar in that Oasis band.
That's right.
Yeah, this is just a regular guitar. I was just tuning it one screen at a time.
Oh, are you a comedian, Podrick? We don't like it.
I
think you're very funny. I'm gonna say I thought he was hysterical.
Oh, this is my little coconut.
This guy plays the bass.
And I like it the most.
Sounds like a steel drum.
Inside of this little coconut is a spooky, scary ghost. It's a ghost coconut. Ghost coconut. In my ghost coconut. The end.
All right.
Oh, that was very nice.
Did I win?
Well, I hated it.
No,
hold on, Boo.
Boo.
You go first.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah, I would also like to chip in a second. I've been silent because, wow, that was bad.
Here's what I'll say, Podrick. Boo is what the ghost in your coconut says, but it's also what the millions of people watching this final will say. Boo.
It was absolute. I'm trying to do a British accent.
That's good.
It was absolutely horrible.
Yeah. Very good, Bruce.
I would like to say that
trying
you
to be more like Simon
began
Cowell.
That song in what seemed like a borderline island accent, which I find deeply offensive.
There was something appropriative about it.
Yeah. It was something that definitely felt borrowed from another culture in a way that like many songs do. But I don't know that I'm 100% comfortable with it, so please go home and leave forever.
Goodbye, Podrick.
Oh, okay. Bye, Podrick.
This is our voting off music.
All right.
All right. Next. Timothy, could you please read?
Oh, I sure can. This one is. Mandrew. This one's. Is that right? Did I fuck that up?
No,
is that
that's
a name?
It. His name
all
is
right.
Mandrew.
Yeah,
that's my name. Yeah.
Mandrew.
All right. What are you going to sing for us?
Don't wear
Mandrew?
It out.
Oh, very funny.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very funny.
Today I'm going to sing I'll Take It From Here.
Okay. Great choice. Usually sung by a woman in her 60s wearing a sequin gown, but I like that, Mandrew.
Thank you. Don't move a muscle, sir. I'll take the tea, I'll take the tray. Just relax, please. You and me have a bond, and it's obviously real. So stay right there, my dear, 'cause I'll take it from here. I love you, baby. This is not my place, but thanks for letting me stay. I was in a bind, and you were in my way, in a good way, baby. Relax, I've got it from here. Yes, so let me be clear. I need a home and I'll take it from here.
Wow. I want to say I hate it, but first let me say
that you,
a 13-year-old, channeled the depth of that song. Are your parents going through a divorce? Because you had some real pathos in that song.
They did, and I become very violent because of it, and that was the only song I really liked growing up. That and I'm Still Here.
Mandrew, I think
thank you.
I speak for all of the judges.
We all agreed.
I
That's right. What are you saying?
Well, I was going to put him in the maybe baby box. The box where we put people who are probably out but are in a maybe baby box. And we dress them in a diaper and it's very humiliating.
I just feel like if we're going to be all mean, we have to put everyone into the no box.
Oh, that's true. I guess they're
But what if he is the best? We haven't seen everybody. I'm saying if he's the best person, okay, then we'll have no one left.
Okay, so yeah, I agree.
I'm saying he is better than that cultural appropriating coconut kid.
It takes... What were you just saying about children?
I was saying that it takes a lot for me to like a child. Is that what I said? Or it takes
almost nothing for me to dislike a child.
You know what? I mean it. Put it on my headstone. Put it on my cigarette holder.
And we will.
Yeah. We'll put him in the maybe
baby. But
maybe,
dress baby. Him in this diaper and play the maybe baby music. All right, Timothy, who's next?
Ooh, all right. This is a name that starts with a B, and it's B. Randy.
Brandy.
I assume. What's that?
It's Brandy.
I think it's Brandy. Put it
all pretty together. Sure it's the it, first letter.
Names
don't
usually
Randy.
Go for the first letter of a name usually isn't an initial.
It's
just Brandy. It's not M. Andrew. It's just Mandrew. It's Brandy. You've
it's
certainly
not,
heard
it's
of
it. It's not P. Audric. It's Padraig.
That's right. Well, it's not P. Off.
With two of these three names, it makes more sense if it's, you know, M. Andrew.
Can I start or whatever? Can I start or whatever? Yeah,
you know what you need to do first of all, madam?
What's that?
Take the two down to a two.
And then take that two and divide it by two and make it a one.
That's right. We talk numbers here. Makes sense. C-E-N-T-S.
What? Okay, my name is Brandy, and I'm 13, and I rode here on a bird scooter.
Just for those of us that maybe don't live in urban areas, what's that?
What is a bird scooter, please?
Oh, it's a new crowdsourced. I mean, no, not crowdsourced. I mean, like, you have an app, and, like, you have, like, a little code, and it unlocks a little scooter with a motor.
Okay. Like an iPad?
Yeah.
Like an Uber, but for scooters, for children.
An Uder.
Well, for anybody.
Uder.
Yeah. That's actually, you're supposed to be 18, but I use my older sister's tablet.
Oh, this is going to be edgy. What's the song you're here to sing, Brandy?
Be Randy.
That's the name of your song?
Yeah.
See? Okay. Wait, how old are you?
13.
And your song is called Be Randy?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
You
here
know
we
what,
go.
Timothy? Point you. Whoa!
She's got backup singers.
She's good.
Every day when I wake up, if the sun is shining and I feel dandy, I say to myself, hey Brandy, it's another day to be ready. Every day is a good day to try.
This is good stuff.
This is so much. The splits?
The split?
A flip?
She's flipping her mouth while she does this, but it's edgy. Costume change?
Wow. Quick change. Every day when I wake up, if I've had a sweet like some candy, I'm feeling so energized. Be true, man, like songwriter Randy Newman.
Well done. You know, I know we have to be mean. I got the reference. I think he's a genius. I play his albums every minute I can. I have the Toy Story soundtrack on a loop. I thought you killed it.
Oh my gosh, thank you
I'd
so
say
much.
You have a friend in this judge.
I love that.
And I loved it very much also. You got a friend in me. And also other things.
All right. Well, I think we can safely count
out. Well, he also wrote a song for Meet the Parents.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. He. I mean, he's done a lot.
Have you cleared this
song? He's very prolific.
Have you cleared this song with the legal department?
Oh, did you go through legal?
Me? No.
You can't just name drop
someone unless you know them. That's actually very rude.
Is that for real? But it's all very positive about being more like Randy Newman.
Well, we can try to clear it in post.
It's going to be difficult. Our lawyers are sharks. Okay,
literal.
They are literally sharks.
They have lasers on their heads. I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to really paint a picture of how mean they are. Well, guys,
Austin Powers style sharks.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I think we should get rid of this chick.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think she was really good.
Do you want to make her a maybe baby?
I want to make her a maybe baby. We gotta get her in a diaper. Play that music. Here we go.
I think she's a maybe.
Maybe baby. I'll take it.
I guess the only person we've eliminated was that first kid who sang that deeply offensive song.
Oh, that
song
was absolutely. That was really mean. Really horrible.
And then they went through 50 more contestants who were all eliminated.
Oh. Well, I was worried that we were saving too many people, but apparently not. Because let's just do a quick recap of some of the shit that we just saw. There was a tiny little boy on a tricycle, and his talent was that he could roll. There was a tiny little girl from a baker family who came out and made a cinnamon roll.
There was a guy who told us to just relax. Well, he told us that his talent was doing a tax.
There was a woman who sold roses on the back of a car. There was a man with a Sharpie in his craw.
There was a pair of twins in leotards who just spun around for an hour. There was a man in a big white cape and hood who I'm pretty sure shouted white power.
That was the worst.
That guy was the worst. I thought the coconut kid from the beginning was the worst. He wasn't that guy, was the worst.
There were so many bad.
Terrible people.
Looks like there's three more at the end that we have here.
We'd actually like to go as one.
We're one group. We're like the band One Direction.
Except we're not called One Direction.
We're called Oasis.
We're called Oasis.
And this is our lead singer, Grace Wonderwall.
Hi, my name's Grace Wonderwall, and, well, I just have a song in my heart and a story to share.
I'm Liam. I'm the Zane. I have a bass in my hands, and my hands are a bass.
I'm Noah, but some people call me Patty Prius. Others call me Sharpo.
Why do people call you Sharpo?
Well, I went to a camp for young people who want to be in a coven.
Oh, Camp Cedar Coven.
You know it.
I love Camp Cedar Coven.
It's the best. So anyway, I play, tambourines. So,
oh, you don't play that key harpsichordian?
Oh, well, no, sorry.
Xylocordian?
Yes, my xylocordian. I play that too. And that's really rude that you pointed that out that I forgot. So.
Well, I'm mean.
We're all mean.
Oh, all right.
And it was easy to be mean to a lot of those terrible guests, but it's good.
Especially the one that was just straight up a Klansman.
Yeah, I'm very confused about anything on our paper that led him to this place, but.
But I'll tell you, the power to be mean to three people at once.
Three children.
So what's the name of this song, Grace?
This song is called Champagne Supernova. What will it be like when we're older? Will the stars still shine in the sky? What will it be like when we feel bolder? And will we still ask questions why? Will it all be the same when we can finally drink champagne? And will the sky explode? Will it be over? And if we do our best, can we have it before the rest is done? One last champagne supernova. Oh, oh.
I always thought when I was 9 years old that 10 would make me powerful, that my voice would overtake the world. Now I'm with my friends and we dream of champagne or crystal or Dom Perignon. What can we say? We're rich.
One more champagne supernova.
as I was under a landslide and it crushed me to death. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide.
Kiss and drink too.
Like a champagne supernova.
Just a sip.
Champagne supernova. Champagne supernova. Champagne supernova.
Wow.
I'm
dead. I'm dying. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
I'm that back was, to life. I am that was risen.
Every- I'm dead. Wait. I died, these three children sang, and now I'm back to life. What about you?
I hated it.
Oh, Bruce, really?
Yeah.
Bruce, this whole time I thought it was a stretch for me and Timothy to be mean, but...
Yeah, I have actually been getting notes that this is not like an act for you.
Yeah, like, are you...
Huh?
I think you might actually be mean.
Go shove it up your ass.
Yep, yeah,
yeah there, he yeah, was. There it he is. He is.
Well, kids, I mean, I don't know what to say. I feel like this is probably the best version of this song that will ever exist. I don't know that
definitely.
I would change
there couldn't
any,
be definitely. Another option.
I don't know that would change any parts. I like the part about the landslide. I wasn't exactly sure how it led into what was otherwise a pretty, I think, solid message. That part came a little bit out of left field for me, but in general, I kind of like the poetry of it. But
I like the look. I like that you all have bowl cuts. I thought it all worked.
I will also say... that it doesn't really matter what we think. We're just here to add our judgment. Now's the time where millions of people around the world will pray and God will decide who won.
That's right.
That's right. We're counting prayers. The prayers do not determine who wins. God determines who wins.
Thank God. Who's our superstar?
The Pope. Everyone will want to know. Who is the superstar? You are the only one who can talk directly to God. The Pope, you gotta let us know which one of them is the superstar, Mr. Pope.
Dear Lord, let my voice ring clear. Who should be the superstar down where we are here?
Dear Lord, I've given it my all. Yeah, I'm just a kid, but I want this most of all.
And I will talk to God, me, the Pope.
You are the Pope.
Yes, I am the Pope.
You're the Pope.
I'm the Pope.
It's super dope to be the Pope.
How would you know?
I just assume you're the Pope and a dope. Okay. Is it not dope to be the Pope?
Interpret text, but it's so hard. Do I know if I'm correct? I gotta hold out hope.
Gotta hold out hope.
That I'm a decent Pope.
That you are gonna be the very best of Pope.
I gotta hold out hope.
You decide the winner here.
That I'm a decent Pope.
The Pope is in the room, we're just praying to God. The Pope's in the room, we're just praying to God. And when he's done, we see a lot of smoke from Vatican City, because he is the Pope. It's just like a Da Vinci Code. He comes out wearing a big white robe. He tells us all who will win the competition, because he interprets the divine decision.
Pope Benedict, what are you doing here?
Oh, Pope Benedict was the evil one. Hi, this is Pope John Paul. I was okay.
Yeah, and I'm the new Pope, St. Francis.
Well, you're not a saint. You have a big head, though.
You're right. Sorry. I'm Pope really Francis. Getting ahead Pope of it. Francis. Pope Francis, you're
sorry,
right.
Sorry, it's me. God, I was talking to Pope Benedict because, well, he's still alive, and I'm not used to those that being the case.
That's right. It was controversial.
Lord, I'm so sorry.
Me too. I'm sorry. Talking to you so casually.
Yeah, well, you're dead, so you can chat me up whenever you want.
Thank you very much.
You.
It's not hard for me to say this, that the winner is Oasis.
I will spread this message of hope.
I see the smoke.
And now you can raise out the smoke. This is a message, and I thank you, God, that Oasis, they won and beat the odds. Raise up the smoke so all can see. Oasis, they're the superstars. It's their super destiny.
Hey, Grace, today is gonna be the day that they're gonna give it all to you.
No, to us.
Champagne supernova.
By now we know what you've got to do.
What is that? I thought we were working together.
Today was the day that the Pope saved Matt.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about this sound. Boom, boom.
Grace Wonderwall, it's my destiny to be in a trinity.
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 A holy trinity.
Sharpo gives you her word. Patty Prius gives you her word. And Noah gives you his word. Grace Wonderwall, I'm here for you. We're here for you.
Thanks, guys.
That's me and we. We're gonna take over the Catholic Church.
Yeah, sure, Noah. That sounded more like a Patty Prius thing to say.
Sharpo.
Today is gonna be the day that we're gonna give it back to you.
By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do.
The ones who saved me.
About our sound.
About our sound.
The end. That was I Can Never Remember the Name of This Musical.
Thank God, Superstar,
the musical. We'll be back right after Other Things.
Guys, are you looking for a new podcast? Because you listen to this one, so you like them, and you already like comedy and music, because that's what this podcast is.
If you're listening to this, we know two things. You like comedy, and you like music.
And so you should listen to Supergroup.
Hi, my name's Bronk.
Hi, my name's Donk.
We're Bronk and Donk from the new podcast, Off Monk. But that's not what this is about.
No, this is about this other podcast, Supergroup, where hosts Tawny Newsome and Alex Kleiner invite a comedian musician to write and record an original song with them over the course of a week.
Yeah, and you feel like, do I only hear the end of the song? No. You'll hear every step of the process, from writing and rewriting to recording and mixing. Hear songs with Open Mike Eagle, Ted Leo, Paul F. Tompkins, Janet Varney, and also more.
Good job, Bronk.
Thanks, Donk.
This podcast is funny. Pretty much like... way funnier even than Off Donk.
Off Donk is a serious podcast.
We talk about what's really getting off our donks.
Trying to get things off of our donks. But this podcast is both funny and the songs are legit. So listen to Supergroup, but only on Stitcher Premium.
You guys, you gotta be up on Stitcher Premium by now. It has so much good content. Go to StitcherPremium.com/Supergroup and use the promo code OFFBOOK, not Off Donk.
No, I don't know what this other podcast is, but I guess use the code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Get that whole month. Get something off your donk.
Get it off your donk.
Listen to Supergroup with the code OFFBOOK. Bye.
Oh, welcome back. Oh, wow.
Brian, thank
guys.
Thank you so much.
Man,
that was so, you're so wonderful.
I had a blast.
What a fun time.
So fun.
We also just basically improvised the movie Sing.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
I mean, except different backstories and animals.
Also, I feel like we said like 8 words before we started.
Yeah, I think that is probably on record as the fastest
start.
That's
the quickest.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Which, yeah. I'm sorry, dear listeners, that you missed out on banter. And I'm sorry
if you... What you did miss about is the off-mic conversation when we talked about children and what the bar is for liking them on their YouTube.
That's video. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's high. I'll put it that way.
Also... We're about to just do something else.
We're about to just do something else. This is a little segment we haven't done in a while, but we love it very much. And we call it
New Phone Who Dis.
So, Brian, if you could just open up your phone and give us the suggestion for this rap song that Scott and Dana will play will be an ingoing or outgoing text message. Incoming is what the word is, not ingoing. Ingoing or outcoming text message.
I was so confused. I had no idea.
I know. Context clues would not help.
Everything shut down.
The last text I received was from my friend Stephanie, and she said, her hubby is so cute.
That's perfect.
That's so great.
This rap called
Her Hubby Is So Cute. Check it, 1, 2, yeah. You know I'm in the street and I'm walking and I'm getting just a little bit of frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt.
When I see a girl that I think is cool and she's got a guy with a nice shirt.
Nice shirt.
Next thing that you know that I see, you know I'm seeing on their fingers that little bit of bling. You know they've made that marital commitment. You know they both said yes to this shit. And you, here's the thing I wanna. Your hubby is cute.
So cute.
Yeah, your hubby is cute.
Your hubby so cute.
Your hubby is cute.
So cute.
Your hubby is cute.
He's so cute.
Girl, I see you on the street and you know that I understand. And I follow you home and you live inside of a mansion. That's pretty great, you got a chandelier. You got a beautiful eye. It's incredibly clear that you're a lucky lady. You got a good life. I would really love to make you a lucky wife. But it seems I'm too late and I'm about to scoot. You got an excellent husband and your hubby is cute. Yeah, he's cute. Your hubby is cute,
so cute.
Your hubby is cute,
so cute.
Your hubby is cute.
Your hubby's so cute. So anyway, the other day I'm talking to my friend. Linda is her name, and I really saw her man. I asked her if she wanted to browse a catalog. She said, yeah, sure, is it skirts or pants? So I said, let's order something for your man. She said, how do you know anything about my man? I said, we've been friends for years, baby girl, and I don't want to hear about the point is moved.
Hubby,
your hubby's cute.
So cute.
Your hubby is cute.
Cute.
Your hubby is cute.
So cute.
Your hubby is cute.
Your hubby's so cute.
You know, and I do not want to fret this, but I'm not talking just about his aesthetics. I heard your lady, she had a long day, so you made her a lunch, you went out of your way. You meal planned, you put it in that Tupperware. You wrote a little note to show that you care. The little simple things, yo, what's your love language? I love this, it's so cute, I gotta say.
Cute.
Your hubby is cute.
He's so cute.
Your hubby is cute.
And it's not just his looks.
His hubby is cute.
His attitude rocks.
I see you sitting in a coffee store. He's right next to you and I'm thinking more. I thought I liked you, now I like your husband the most. And I'm realizing in this moment I'm toast. My sexuality is not what I thought that it was. I'm realizing that I am gay because of your husband. Or like the very least by your husband. Oh, he's such a very cute guy.
He's cute.
Your husband is cute.
So cute.
Your hubby is cute.
He's so cute.
Your hubby is cute.
Like a little bitty kitten.
Oh, when you're out on the street, your hubby is cute. When he's picking up meat, your hubby is cute.
When he's petting a bunny,
your hubby is cute.
When he's buying local honey,
your hubby is cute.
When he's asking lots of questions,
your hubby is cute.
When he gives you lots of mentions,
your hubby is cute.
And when he's at Disneyland,
your hubby is cute.
Giving hurt people a hand.
Your hubby is cute.
Your hubby is cute.
cute.
Your hubby's so cute.
Your hubby is cute.
He's real good and the point ain't moot. All that we're trying to say is
your hubby is cute.
Shout out to all cute hubbies.
Shout out to all those cute husbands, whether they're cute on the inside and the outside.
I want to say my hubby has a real good haircut right now. Such a cute hubby.
Dude looks good in shorts. Keep it tight. Keep it right. Brian's hubby.
Yeah, thank you guys so
Everyone
much.
Everyone, listen to Throwing Shade. You're also hosting something coming
I'm
up.
I'm hosting Access on NBC this week. So do that if you want to.
Watch it, guys.
It's a simple TV show.
It's a simple TV show. All you need is a simple TV.
All you need is a simple TV.
What are your socials? Where can people find you?
Just at Brian Safi, which is BRYANSAFI.
Do not get up there with that I.
Thank you. So the other day at Starbucks, someone said my name is Jen. They asked what her name was, and she said it's Jen with three N's.
Come on.
Yeah, N-J-E-N-N. The first one, silent.
I hope that's what it is.
That's canon for all people that we named Jen in this podcast. From now on.
I want you to have that visual.
I'm going
to
do that.
Thank you so much, Brian.
I love you guys.
That was amazing. It was such a joy to have you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Jordan, for hanging out.
Thank you, Earwolf.
Thank you, Steve Torini, who sent us a very nice package with some incredible off-book woodworking and a keys thing for Scott. Check it out on the Sleepy Babies Facebook page. He also sent us a bunch of other very cool stuff. Thank you.
This woodwork was amazing.
Hey, also, thank you, everyone else who has sent us stuff. We have been very bad about giving you shout-outs on the podcast. We will try to do better. And for those that have already sent, I'm going to do my homework and get back at you. Thank you so much. As always, it really helps us out if you write reviews, if you talk about the show on Twitter, anything you want to do, we appreciate it. And thank you all of you for all of the wonderful support over the first year. That show had so many people that I don't know if we got a chance to say how much we love and appreciate you. This show has been truly the best thing for both Jess and myself. We love it a lot. We love you. I don't want to speak for Jess, but she likes you too.
Yeah, I do. I was like, oh my gosh, look at this sweet speech.
It was really sweet.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with everything that you said, and also we are working on getting a concise announcement, but we do have a bunch of live dates coming up, so we're coming to places like San Francisco. We're coming to Detroit. We're coming to Seattle. We're coming to Portland. We're coming to New York. We're coming to D.C. So keep your eyes peeled. We want to get that out. Some of this is leaked out, but we want to get it out like pretty soon in some clear links. So just keep your eyes peeled for that.
And as we say at the end of every show, when you're an Australian band,
you got to do what you can. You know Oasis is British, right?
Yeah, who cares?